This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The prayer of the day will be offered by Pastor Emily Munger. And the Senate page leading us in the pledge is Lainey Asby.
Thank you. As I invite us into prayer today, I invite you to consider whatever posture and language is most sacred to you. I speak from my Christian tradition. Let's pray. Holy One, even as we pause for this brief moment to remember your presence among us, may we also bring to mind your image in each of us gathered in this room, in every single person that we represent, and everyone we meet and encounter, whether we like them or not, or agree with them or not, or understand them. They too have been created in your divine image, worthy of respect and dignity. Pray in the name of the ever-reconciling Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Castleberry, Kerr, Duhamel, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Kobelk, Lake, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nessaba, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Shane Fish, Smith, Sohol, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. We have a couple of announcements introductions, starting with, I believe, the VFW Auxiliary are in the stands behind me. If you'd all stand, we're joined today by the State Commander, Sean Johnson, and also the State President, Sandy Moss. Also among them are the winners of the Voice of Democracy. First place was a $1,000 scholarship and a trip to D.C. and a chance to win up to $30,000. That winner was Mackenzie Roberts from Wagoner, South Dakota. Wave. Also other district winners in that category were Megan Nash from Mansfield, Parker Reinhart, Adric Fisher, and Zachary Christensen. Would you all stand? For the Patriots Pen, first place and winner of $250 is Carter M. Jensen from Lenox, South Dakota. You see it. The other district winners were Aaron Mark Hawks from Madison, Bennett Bruce Gordon from Whitewood, Katrina Hiles from Dolan, and Morgan Schroeder from White Lake. Would you all stand? Thank you and welcome to your Senate gallery. Also, on behalf of Senators Soholt and Stalzer, we'd like to welcome to the Senate gallery the volunteers from Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Moms Demand Action is a nonpartisan group with charters in all 50 states whose mission is to reduce gun deaths and injuries through policy, educational campaigns, and suicide prevention. They embrace responsible gun ownership and believe that respecting gun rights and protecting people go hand in hand. Would you all please stand and welcome to the gallery. Any personal privileges before we start? Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 8th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communications. We are going to do, we have a new class of pages, so if the pages would all come forward and stand over here, we will administer the oath.
Where's the oath at?
There I go. Communications.
Well, we have a lot of communications today, and I'm going to shorten them up for you. I have 20 letters here, and they're all from, they're all addressed to the Honorable Larry Roden and members of the Senate, and they're all from Governor Kristi Noem. So they're cabinet appointments and appointments to boards and commissions. So you're going to get the abbreviated version. The first one is an appointment. She has appointed Major General Jeffrey P. Marlette of Rapid City to the position of Adjutant General. Michael Oster, Rapid City, as the Assistant Adjutant General Army. Hunter Roberts, Peer, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Lori Gill, Peer, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Social Services. And Darren Seeley of Wentworth to the position of the Commissioner of the Bureau of Human Resources. Those were cabinet appointees. And the rest of these are all appointments to boards and commissions. First one is Barbara Stork of North Sioux City to the State Board of Regents. Tina Van Camp, Fort Pierre, to the South Dakota Building Authority. Joy Nelson, Watertown, to the Board of Economic Development. Reappointed Donald L. Kettering, Yankton, to the Board of Economic Development. Appointed Patrick Birchall, Rapid City, to the Board of Economic Development. Appointed Kevin Tetzloff, Brookings, to the Board of Economic Development. James Unig, Sioux Falls, to the Board of Economic Development. Reappointed Theodore H. Husted Wall to the Board of Economic Development. Appointed David Emery, Rapid City, to the Board of Economic Development. David Kupal Edgemont to the State Brand Board. Appointed Lyle Spring, Union Center, to the State Brand Board. Reappointed Scott Peterson, Belle Fouche, to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. Reappointed Bob Fain, Watertown, to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. Appointed Charles Spring, Union Center, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission. And finally, appointed David Gina Madison to the Government Accountability Board.
Those appointments have been assigned to the following committees. Military and Veterans Affairs gets Major Jeffrey Marlette and Michael Oster. Ag and Natural Resources gets Hunter Roberts, David Kopel, Lyle Spring, and Charles Spring. Health and Human Services gets Lori Gill. Taxation, Darren Steele, Joy Nelson, Donald Kettering, Patrick Birchall, Kevin Tetzloff, and Education gets Barbara Stork, Scott Peterson, and Bob Fain. Commerce and Energy gets Tina Van Camp, James Unig, Theodore Husted, and David Emery. And Judiciary gets David Genap. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate and Health and Human Services met, and they had under consideration Senate Bills 1 and 20, and they recommend that said bills do pass. They also had under consideration House Bill 1005, and they recommend that that bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Committee on Senate Local Government met and had under consideration House Bills 1049 and 1052, and they recommend that both bills pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And the Committee on Senate Taxation met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 67, and they recommend deferring it to the 41st legislative day. And that's Senator Monroe, chair. I think I failed to read the chairs on the other committee, sorry. The chair of local government was Senator Phil Jensen, and the chair on health and human services was Deb Soholt, Representative Soholt.
Motions and resolutions.
SCR 601, a concurrent resolution supporting consideration of country of origin labeling during trade negotiations.
That resolution has been referred to the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources.
Senator Langer moves that Senate Bill 39 be deferred until Tuesday, January 28th, the 10th legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Senator Langer also moves that Senate Bill 26 be deferred until Thursday, January 30th, the 12th legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on Senate Bill 45 is found on page 72 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 74, an act to revise provisions regarding legislative candidates. Senate Bill 75, an act to provide for a habitat stamp on hunting and fishing licenses. Senate Bill 76, an act to provide for the assessment of certain agricultural land as non-crop land. And Senate Bill 77, an act to make an appropriation for certain costs related to the commissioning of the USS Pier and to declare an emergency.
Those bills have been assigned as follows. Senate Ag and Natural Resources gets Senate Bill 75. Senate Military and Veterans Affairs gets Senate Bill 77. Senate State Affairs gets Senate Bill 74. Senate Taxation gets Senate Bill 76. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 14, an act to revise registration requirements for motor vehicles, motorcycles, snowmobiles, trailers, and semi-trailers. Senate Bill 15, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the retention of motor vehicle title documents by the Department of Revenue. And Senate Bill 62, an act to revise the membership and responsibilities of the South Dakota Board on Geographic Names.
Senate Bills 14, 15, and 62, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 14, 15, and 62. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster. Excuse, sorry. Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobeck.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Langer. Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 14, 15, and 62, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct.
Okay, we have a correction here, I think, on the SCR that we read under motions, and then it was assigned to Senate Ag and Natural Resources. The information that we had, it wasn't withdrawn, but I understand now that it was withdrawn earlier, then we got information that it wasn't, but I think it is supposed to be withdrawn, so we'll just pretend like it never happened, okay?
So as you were.
We are.
Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 23. An act to repeal the high school graduation or equivalent requirement for certain licensed professionals.
Mr. President.
What bill number do you have? Senate Bill 23, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 23 comes to us from the Department of Labor as part of their cleanup for occupational licensing and to make the smoother process. What it does is it removes the high school graduation requirement for advanced life support, chiropractic, optometry, nursing, pharmacy, and funeral service and cosmetology. All of these require other educational requirements. Some of them even require a doctorate or PhD degree. The only one that does not generally require a high school graduation even to get into it is the advanced life support, according to the Department of Labor. And this is for the level 2. These people have already taken the courses and passed exams for level 1 and have been working in the field. So the department felt that it wasn't necessary. They say a lot of these instances, it's a foreign person who has even a college degree, who it's a burden to go back to their home country and get a certificate, and all it does is delay them getting licensed and being able to be gainfully employed. So I would ask for your support on Senate Bill 23. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 23? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 23. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster, excuse. Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer? Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas and 2 excused.
Senate Bill 23, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Bill 22, an act to revise certain provisions regarding pesticide registration, pesticide application, and enforcement of pesticide laws.
Senate Bill 22, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Kamak.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, Senate Bill 22 is a comprehensive policy update to our South State pesticide statutes. This legislation is the result of extensive discussions over the past year between the South Dakota Department of Ag and numerous stakeholders. The South Dakota Department of Ag worked closely with the EPA as an agency responsible for enforcing federal pesticide laws. Among other things, Senate Bill 22 makes the state compliant with the recent changes to EPA regulations. This will ensure that the State Department of Ag is able to continue to run this program. Without compliance, that authority could revert back to the EPA in South Dakota, which is something that we all agree that we do not want. Additionally, this legislation provides clarity for private and commercial applicators. Applicators will only get one license now. They will get a private applicator's license if they are simply a private applicator, a commercial applicator's license if they are commercial, regardless of whether they also apply pesticides on their own property. This lessens the burden of the applicator on the applicator by no longer requiring them to carry more than one license. This also helps the department hold applicators accountable to state and federal pesticide laws. In circumstances where the department needs to take action and revoke a license because of a violation of pesticide law, an applicator cannot continue to operate under another license. Also included in this legislation are new certifications and training standards for applicators. As agriculture continues to see new advancements in products and technology, it's important for our applicators to have these additional educational opportunities so they will have the knowledge and the tools they need to use these products safely and responsibly. Many of you have probably heard from constituents that have been on one side or another of a drift complaint. Senate Bill 22 includes language that clarifies the role of the department plays addressing notice requirements when damages is incurred and updating penalties for violation of pesticide laws. During our committee meeting and hearing of this bill, we heard from one opponent whose opposition was resolved with an amendment. The numerous proponents came from many individuals and organizations with varying interests and backgrounds. While there were many where there may be some things that they didn't change, that we didn't change in this legislation, they agreed that this is a positive step and we commended the Department of Ag and the work that they did. The Senate Ag Committee sends you this bill with the unanimous approval, and I ask that you please vote yes on Senate Bill 22.
Any further remarks? Any further remarks on Senate Bill 22? Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a question for the sponsor of the bill.
State your question.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm wondering if the department is planning on bringing any other legislation regarding pesticide regulation this session.
Senator Kamak, you wish to answer?
The answer would be yes. They've got an additional bill, and it would be Senate Bill 24 that we're considering. We'll be finalizing in the Ag Committee on tomorrow.
Further comments? Further comments on Senate Bill 22? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 22. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call a roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Kurd.
Yes.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster's excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Langer. Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
No.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
No.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 2 nays, and 2 excused.
Senate Bill 22, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senator Wick requested a fiscal note on Senate Bill 21.
That request would be in Rule Book 6C1.1. Is he supported? He is supported. Take 7 votes to support a fiscal note request. 1/5 of the body.
Senate Bill 30. An act to update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations.
Senate Bill 30, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
President.
Senator Blair.
Senate Bill 30 was brought before the department or the Committee on Transportation and was passed unanimously. What it is annually we get comes from the, you know, the federal government has regulations as far as a cleanup bill, so we don't have a checkerboard of regulations. We're in compliance with all other states. It's certain regulations. Two of the particular ones that were brought up was, one of them is there's right now currently a 24-hour notice that's required if you have a tour bus company and your bus breaks down, and which is doesn't work so well and hasn't been regulated or enforced for years. And so they're saying that's not practical, so that one's going to be removed. The second one is, additionally, if you had other buses, you had a big event that came in and you had to contract with other bus lines as long as they were registered, now you would not have to go through a 36-hour compliance. The third one is the 34-hour where you had to take a break before you had additional hours as far as operating large vehicles. That requirement was two of those periods had to be from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning, two during that 34-hour period. Well, now with all the people that have been used to driving different hours, you have people that regulate day and night, they still have the same requirements, but two of those requirements are not required to be during that period from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. There are several other just cleanup items such as numbers, typographical errors. There's several items through there that is just bringing us into compliance with the other states and fixing up regulation, mostly removing unnecessary regulations, I'm happy to report. I would support this bill. Our committee supports it, and I would recommend a due pass.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on Senate Bill 30? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 30. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kurd?
Yes.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster, excuse. Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
No.
Jensen? Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish? Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 2 nays, and 2 excused.
Senate Bill 30, having received a majority vote of members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. I believe that will bring us to announcements. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. We will convene joint legislative procedure probably in about 15 minutes if the House can get their work done between now and then. Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, it's in 413.
Thank you. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Committee on Appropriations continues day two of the Board of Regents. We'll have SDSU and their subsidiaries, along with the Northern School of Mines and many others. Join us at 8 a.m. and 362.
Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mixed up once in a while.
We look a lot alike. A big shout out to the folks with the Convention Estates for lunch provided in the Rotunda today. Thank you so much.
Senator Russell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary will meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senator Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Senator Kamak.
Senate Ag and Natural Resources will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in room 412, and we will be considering a pesticide bill.
Anybody else? Anybody at all? Oh, Senator Ewing, please stand.
Thank you, Mr. President. Should I get on my chair? I was just asked to remind everyone tonight at the Ramcota from 5:30 to 8 is the Ag Fest.
Any more announcements? Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Duhamel moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Session is adjourned.